This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We saw yesterday Section 89 panel, of course, handing over their report to the National Assembly. This is on whether an impeachment process can be implemented against the president. And it has been really interesting, some of the findings that came out of that, because the panel found that the president does indeed have a case to answer to. I think we heard in Mamluko's bulletin this morning. And some of the reasons that were listed, very interesting. First of all, no evidence as to how the money came into the country. The exact amount of the foreign currency stolen, not yet disclosed. Investigation by the Reserve Bank saying that it had no records at all of this money entering the country or being reported as having been received. And also, other than the president's name, there are no other particulars of a Mustafa Mohammed Ibrahim Hassim, who's a Sudan national who came to the farm to view buffaloes at that physical address, and the telephone numbers and the business address and other personal details on his passport. And also, having bought 20 buffaloes, this Mr. Hazim has not collected these buffaloes for the past 2.5 years. Instead of keeping the money in the safe until the bank, the next banking day, the money is kept concealed in a sofa for well over a month. So some of these findings that have been found, that the theft of the money was not even reported to the police, no case number, no docket registered, that the suspect, this we know from the reports, having been arrested, interrogated, cooperated with the investigating team, never charged, prosecuted or convicted, but were paid 150,000 rands each to buy their silence. So at 6:45, we will look into this matter with a political analyst and try to just unpack it a bit.
You know, there's nothing as confusing as the politics in this country. One moment they're supporting this one, and you know, the next moment the findings of the Palapala thing are coming out, and then people have changed their song. They've changed their tune. Wow, guys, really? Yeah, indeed, there are no friends in politics.
None
no.
whatsoever.
Step aside. This December is going to be very interesting with people going into a conference. I think this has just changed the landscape.
You reckon?
I think so.
Babang said you were gone.
Already, you know.
With the interpret.
Gone.
Gone.
No, those ones. You'll hear them after this meeting that is happening today. They're going to continue supporting that man, eh?
Let's see.
I know that we have to be very diligent when it comes to approaching the step-aside rule. So far, I suppose we have to wait for the official charge, yes, because these are recommendations. And once he has been officially charged, I suppose that's when they step aside. But there are those also, I mean, once they were implicated, they decided to voluntarily say, hey, let's step back and allow these proceedings to happen, yes, so that we don't taint the name of the organization. But what should the old man do here now?
Huh? Yes.
You know, so if he does not see the need and saying, let's wait for whatever processes to unfold, and it is then that, you know, we'll see what happens if maybe he's charged or not, then that's what would determine his action, I think, according to, you know, what he seems to be saying all this time.
Yeah.
WhatsApp us on 0798996226. There you have it. The Section 89 panel report findings reveal that President Cyril Ramaphosa does indeed have a case to answer to in regards to the Palapala farm robbery. What do you think should happen here with the man? Capricorn FM, Limpopo Side of Frequency. It's 6:44. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us. We are looking into the Section 89 panel findings with a political analyst up next. Hey, life is not fair. Sitting here so broke, and there could be someone somewhere in this country who has 9.9 million hidden in a sofa.
Imagine.
Yeah?
And it's been there for like over a month. And that time when you are a cleaner, you are a helper, and you are cleaning, whatever it is, you are helping around the house.
There's money there, man. Sharper spring cleaning, you will find something.
No, no, no. One day we'll get a spring cleaning or a car.
Wow. Wow, like a plan, you know?
And you look at the note, I wish I could more dimmer. Is this legit?
Hey, get a chair. Climb up and just check in the ceiling. There could be...
What's spring cleaning December? Ever spring cleaning? It's got to have a December. You never know.
Complexion and Mpoma Shiza on the Capricorn Breakfast.
The Section 89 panel report reveals that there is no evidence as to how the money found at Palapala Farm came into the country. To help us in this conversation, we have Dr. Nthizwa Zonke Yende, who is a political analyst and lecturer under the Department of Development Studies at the University of Mpumalanga. Doc, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Welcome.
Good morning to you, Mr. Complexion, as well as Informal Shooter, and good morning also to the listeners at home.
So, Doc, the findings, from what has been reported, we see that the president has a case to answer to, of course, when it comes to the robbery at Palapala Farm. And politically, you know, opposing parties and some members of the ANC, they have already come out to say that the president should step aside. Now, with Parliament due to sit down and vote on an impeachment, would you recommend that the president step aside at this point? I mean, what do you think is the right way forward?
For me, I would think that the right way forward is the president to safari. Provided that if you look at the serious allegations as well as the recommendations of the report, they indeed implicate the president. Looking at how much, considering the seriousness of this case, that the money that was found in the president, we don't know how the money came inside the country and the transaction, and a lot of perhaps shenanigans that are not yet being answered by the president. I think it would be good that the president step aside just for the sake of the confidence of the country as well as for the ANC itself, provided that the ANC is facing serious issues of corruption as well as serious issues of mismanagement of funds. So I think that it would be a good idea that the president step aside for time being until perhaps everything is cleared on its side.
Yeah, and if he goes ahead and steps aside, I mean, what effects will this have on the country? I know it will be a good day for those that are in trading, but considering what we have been through as a country, I mean, and we continue to experience, what are the effects?
I think that they can be positive and negative effects in terms of the country. You know that there's a lot that has been happening under the administration of Cyril Ramaphosa, perhaps in terms of service delivery. We know that not much has been done in terms of that, and not much has been also done in terms of, you know, trying to look into issues of corruption by the president or by his administration. Despite that, there's a lot that has been done, but there's not much also in terms of issues that have already come back. So I think that it would be positive as well as it would be negative. I mean, especially for the ANC itself, it can present some of the negative implications, looking at how most of the ANC members, those that are attached to the president, basically they don't see anything wrong with what has been done or what the president has done. But I think in terms of the country, there will be some positives, because we can now start to see that the rule of law, it applies to anyone, despite that you're the president or despite that you're not the president. So we'll see that the rule of law, it applies across equally to everyone in the country. I think that those are some of the positives that we can basically outline as some of the things that we can count on, that we can see that the rule of law in South Africa, it is apply across to anyone. So I think that basically would give us some positives in terms of the president stepping aside.
And then we see the president also still denying any wrongdoing, even post the report being released. At this point, you know, what would you like to see the president, the kind of steps of him taking at this point, especially if there's anything to save his reputation?
Of course, there are a lot of things that have not yet been, that are not clear in terms of what the report is saying. For instance, like how did the money came into the country, like basically telling us who is Mr. I think it's Mr. Hazel in the report that is mentioned, that is the one that was involved in terms of buying the buffalo, as well as why the buffalo is Mr. Hazim, yes, Mr. Hazim, and why the buffalo has been in the farm for 2.5 years after the purchase has been made. So those are some of the things that made even us who read the reports to say, why are these things not, why is the president not providing a substantial evidence to say, this is the person, can you see the person, can you see what kind of a business is Mr. Hazim involved in, can you see his address, can you see all this information that will see us, or that will make us, you know, have confidence in the president that whatever business that he's doing is authentic business that he's involved in. I mean, we need to know why are the buffaloes, or why are the animals still in the farm 2 years, 2.5 years after the transaction has been made. So those are some of the things that are still, you know, leave a lot of issues or questions unanswered for the public, you know, that why are these all these things, you know, not, despite that the president is denying all these things, but why are these questions not answered? Why is this information not available to the public or not available to, you know, to the panel, to the panel that was investigating all of these corrupt activities by the president? So I think that the president, despite that, is denying this, but there's a lot of things that is implicating himself. And moreover, the president, I mean, the constitution, it clearly states that if you are the president, you should not be involved in any other activities or any other business. And the president clearly stated that he's a businessman. He vocally stated that in Limpopo, that he's a businessman. It means that he's not taking the presidency. Perhaps some, they can define it as a side hustle. So he's not taking it as something that he should take it. So, you know, it brings a lot of issues of the president being involved. We don't even have the case number. There are a lot of shenanigans that are involved in this. So even if the president can't deny, but there are a lot of loopholes, you know, that are not yet giving us certainty that the president, whatever that is saying, is authentic.
Yeah. The ANC is going into a conference. I mean, if the president does not save his reputation here, who do you see as the preferred hopeful to take over the presidential position?
I think that is one of the crises that the ANC has at the moment, because you can see that there is leadership in the ANC is something that is not there at all. I know that some would prefer Dr. Zwelinkize to take over. Some would say, before, if the president steps out now, let's have someone else perhaps within the ANC taking over. But I don't see who would therefore take the country forward in terms of, you know, be able to take the country forward in terms of service delivery, as well as address the issues of high unemployment and economic growth that we see in the country emanating every day. So, to be quite honest, I don't see who can take the country forward within the ANC. I don't see who can, who is not involved. Because one time, I mean, we know that Batabile Dlamini used to say that we all have smaller Nyana skeletons in the ANC. So it means that we still keep on seeing these smaller Nyana skeletons emanating in all of these people that are trusted to be leaders of the ANC. And you know that before Ramaphosa came in, the media told him as the best and as the messiah to President Zuma. And now we see the other side of him. So I don't know, to be quite honest, who can take the ANC forward. I don't know who can be the leader that is authentic within the ANC, because the ANC, it appears to be suppressing leaders that have vision. It appears to be suppressing leaders that, you know, are in their approach are a bit authentic, you know, in that. So I don't know what exactly or who exactly can take the ANC forward. I don't see anyone who can take the ANC forward in terms of addressing issues of economic development and economic growth. I don't see anyone within the ANC.
When you don't have Smolanyana skeleton, Denge Zikamabuya.
We're speaking about political skeletons.
Okay.
We're going to leave it here for today. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking to us, political analyst and lecturer under the Department of Development Studies at the University of Mpumalanga, Dr. Ntizwa Zonke Yende.
It's 11 after 7 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo Side of Frequency with Complexion and Mpumashita. Section 89 panel report findings reveal that President Cyril Ramaphosa does indeed have a case to answer in regards to the Palapala Farm robbery. Does he step aside, or should we allow the law to take its course? What do you have to say to us this morning? Dibato.
Hello.
Morning, welcome.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. And how do you see this playing out, my friend?
Well, for me, just a waste of time. Because if the president step aside, there's no one who can take over, according to my view. Mm. Yes.
So you've even looked amongst the presidential hopefuls and you thought, nah, I'm not convinced.
There's no one interesting at the moment.
Not even from the floor, no one comes to mind to say there could be a comrade that can shock us and just stand up and say, Ngiyaphakama, I'm available for these responsibilities.
You know?
Yeah, they might be available, but then once Bastepa in, now you'll find out or they have something going on outside.
Essentially, so are saying there's a different story, the difference between being available and actually stepping in and doing the work, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay, thank you.
So it will just be a waste of time.
All right. Prince.
Hello.
We appreciate your time, brother. What do you have to say?
Regarding the issue of the Palapala saga, I think the president must be removed from the position, and then the ANC need to find the youth, the young blood. Throughout the whole year, ANC has disappointed us in so many ways.
Okay, when you say young blood, who do you have in mind? Bola Mola So.
Minister Lamola So. Minister Ronald Lamola. Yes, but these old Madalas, I don't think that's good.
All right.
I don't think that's, yes.
Point taken. Thank you, Prince. Habit.
Good morning.
Salute.
Yes, yes. Supported this man since Cortez, but yo, this is terrible. I think if he had some integrity left with him, he should just resign. It's no use arguing this case because it's just disturbing. It's not right.
But then when the president says, guys, no, I don't see anything wrong, allow me to do this thing and we'll see. We'll see at the end what comes up. I mean, what do you say when the president takes this stance and say, I'm just going to continue doing my work because, I mean, there's nothing
wrong. That is my experience of working in the bank. These are the things I might say maybe he can escape, but this issue of Forex in his house is just, it's just a non-starter. Because there is an amount of Forex that an individual can keep at any given time. But now the amounts that are being cited, you know, they are terrible. Just that on its own is terrible. And the issue of side hustle as a president is again something that is so open that there's no argument there. I don't know why he should argue, otherwise he's actually getting his name that was in a good state. He should just say, look, I made a mistake.
Mm.
I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
That would be much better.
I agree with you with the banking experience. I mean, I do some work with, you know, international clients from time to time. And I can tell you the system is so complicated. Eh? When there is payment that comes onto your account, you don't even receive that payment immediately because, you know, you have to call online and then you must submit supporting documents, what you were doing, and, you know, they must verify that. It must go through SARS and this and that. So it's really a complex process. So for someone to come into the country with 9.9 million rands, converted, you know, from dollars. It raises a lot of questions. Do we have more messages?
Yes, we do.
Good morning. The beautiful breakfast team and my sister on point, DJ Combs, Clifford. Yeah, with regards to the Ramaphosa issue, yeah, I'm glad the chickens are finally coming home to roost. This man has terrorized a lot of people. Our former president, J.G. Zuma, and others. I'm sure he'll curse the name Arthur Fraser when he hears it. He will curse it. So what must happen now? I think he must step aside. The rule must also apply. I just hope the courts are not going to be biased on this issue and show how captured they are. And they're going to act very, very soon. And they are not going to drag this matter until after the elective conference. They must act now before the elective conference. I think he must just get himself out of that race. And Zweli Mkhize must just go in and be our president. That is my view. Thank you very much.
All right, noted.
Morning, guys. I think the president must go. Otherwise, all the other people who have been affected by step aside must come back. There must be one law for everyone.
I'm seeing a lot of that actually on social media,
yeah,
from people that are very active within the political landscape, mm-hmm, and they are saying step aside or everyone who has been implicated, yes, in something must come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how the negotiations go, but we'll leave this conversation here for today.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.